We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Wednesday. That feels like a Tuesday because I was up on Monday. A few minutes past 6 p.m. A couple of things to tell you about. DGS East Side is happening on the East Side at the Wildy Theater on March 26th, and the tickets go on sale 3 p.m. this Friday. I believe we could have a first day sellout because we don't get to Illinois nearly enough. Last time we sold out the Wildy in a couple of days. There are 330 seats. We're going to take 30 of those or so for dignitaries and friends and family. So it leaves us 300 tickets to sell. 150 of those are VIP, which give you the, you know, on the floor and access to the meet and greet, which is going to be like an hour or so with us up there and hobnobbing and having drinks and taking pictures with you and things like that. And all of it goes on sale Friday at 3 p.m., but there's a pre-sale happening Friday morning, and maybe the only way to get VIP tickets, and Rachel is going to tell you how to do that.
Rachel will tell you how to do it.
Old Rachel.
What you need to go to your app store and download the radio.com app. Search for 97.1 FM Talk, favorite the station by hitting the little heart, and then opt in to push notifications when it asks you. We will be sending out a push notification on Friday morning with the pre-sale code. That is the only way to jump ahead in line and get tickets. And basically, it's the only way, in my opinion, to make sure that you are able to get tickets, because I do think this one will sell out very quickly. The radio.com app, search for 97.1 FM Talk, fave us, opt into push notifications. It is that simple.
And then if you would like to meet us up close and personal, Rachel yep. and I are going to be at Lombardo Homes in Darden Prairie this Saturday afternoon.
We will be there from 1 to 3 p.m. It's for their Inverness grand opening. They're going to have snacks. You can check out the whole display. I'm really excited for this. Yeah, they're going to have pastries for us, cookies, brownies, cakes. They are located on the north side of Fizey Road, west of Bryan Road. They offer luxury single family and carefree homes. It's at the Wentzville School District, a unique community setting with miles of meandering trails instead of sidewalks, which sounds really cool to me.
Agreed.
For more information, visit homes@inverness.com or go to 971talk.com/events to learn specifically about the event that we will be at.
What's your over-under on how many cookies you eat?
I don't think I'm going to eat that many.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do well. There were donuts in the kitchen earlier today, and I looked at them, and I thought, those look great, and then I didn't have one. And Marquise was there. He can vouch for me.
Yeah, a little different. Those are radio donuts torn in half. Been there since this morning. This is Lombardo Homes, where they have like the best pastries ever.
See, I've never had their snacks. I've heard you and, you know, Close used to do Lombardo with you, and he would just always go off about the food and the snacks and the pastries. I'm going to finally experience it for myself on Saturday.
So this is a funny story. But it was brought up on the break in a funny way that Drew Carey's ex-fiance, a very well-known family and sex therapist, was thrown off a balcony to her death. Her ex-boyfriend, who looks like a complete freak, has been arrested. And Rach said, do you want to talk about the Price is Right story? And I said, I don't know about that.
I said Drew Carey's ex-fiance was murdered.
It's a strange way to present it.
It's the only reason I present it like that is because every media story about it I've seen has been like, The Price is Right shuts down production after the death of Drew Carey's ex-fiance.
And isn't that sad?
Yes. That's the story.
A woman lost her life.
It's not that this woman was murdered. It's that The Price is Right shut down because Drew Carey is so upset.
That really is. That I knew that, but until you just said it, mm-hmm. out loud, it just that's gross.
And I totally get what you're saying, but I didn't even realize how crass I was being. I was just mirroring what I've seen in the media. Like, yeah, the Price is Right story. This is a really sad story. So she was engaged to Drew Carey, I think in 2017, 2018. They broke up. She dated this guy, Gareth Pursehouse.
Sounds like someone who's going to throw someone off a balcony.
Yes. The really sad part is her name is Amy Hardwick. Let's say her name. She's the victim who's no longer with us. Amy twice applied for restraining orders against this guy. So she was doing the right thing. She was trying to get away from this person, and he still was able to get a hold of her.
The restraining order had ran out, and she had seen him within the last couple weeks. Now, who knows? It could be that they rekindled, or it could be that she agreed because she was afraid of him. Okay, let's get coffee, but this is our life. Who knows?
Yeah.
But they had just seen each other, and then he allegedly broke into her apartment, beat her up, and threw her off a balcony.
Just so sad. So scary, too. I mean, you think of people, I don't know how, you said she's very famous. I didn't know of her before this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was engaged to Drew Carey. She has a Hollywood connection. Yeah. She's one of those people. You just don't think of anything bad happening. I don't know. You think of someone when they reach a certain level of success or fame, like, well, they're okay. They'll never be a victim of fill in the blank. And it turns out she absolutely was. If you want to be more disgusted by the story, I forget which website I printed this out from, but the final line in the story is, because The Price is Right records its episode several months in advance, the postponement likely won't delay the show's airtimes. Like, oh, thank God.
I'm sure and certainly hoping that Drew Carey is sickened by this too. Not the death of his ex-fiance, of course he is, but just if I were him... If it were me and it was the Dave Glover show is taking the week off, I'd be like, whoever's putting these press releases out there should be fired, because my name shouldn't be mentioned at all. But if it is, it should be in passing. Dave once dated this person.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I shut my show down for a week is just disgusting when a human was beaten up and thrown off a balcony.
Yeah, but I guess I really think the way the media works is any way to keep the story going and maybe get some more clicks.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you see, if you see the article, therapist murdered by ex-boyfriend, you probably don't click on it. If they show a picture of her, because she was very attractive, now maybe you click on it. And then if you see a picture of her, she's very attractive, and Drew Carey's in the picture, which was the first story I saw, then you definitely click on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, is to 2020 journalism.
Yes. Pretty gross.
Yeah.
Let's talk about happier things. Specifically, let's talk about TikTok for a second. So, Dave, you know that I, oftentimes, if I have a spare moment in the
Seen
day,
it in action.
Maybe I'll pull up TikTok and watch that for...
It's like watching someone pull a flask of alcohol out of their vest pocket and sneak it.
You know, the funny thing is a couple months ago, I think I was in here with you and Tony, and I said to you guys, like, what is TikTok? Anyway, Tony, does Grace know what TikTok is? It confuses me. And then one thing led to another. A YouTuber that I really like had a TikTok channel. I'm like, oh, I'll just download the app. And I thought I was going to have it for like 10 minutes because I wanted to watch a couple of this person's TikToks. And the night I downloaded it, I just start watching videos, and most of them were really stupid. And yet it was like 2 hours later, I kind of came to, and I'm like, I just watched so many of those because they're like 10 seconds long. So even if something's terrible and the next one's terrible and the next, you're giving it like virtually no time, but you're consuming so much media. It is very, very addictive. Cut to a couple months later. Now I'm on it literally every day. The other night I didn't spend an hour watching it while I was watching TV, and I was like, look at you, Rachel, you're growing up. You didn't waste an hour on TikTok today. Plus, I've run into more that I think are funny and I actually like, rather than just, you know, random ones. Anyway, that's besides the point. I saw a random one the other day of this girl, no idea who she was, but very pretty. There's kind of like this generation of young ladies who I don't necessarily know if they were walking down the street in New York City and a modeling agent saw them. I don't know if they'd be plucked from the crowd and given a job, but with social media, you're able to promote yourself. If you have so many followers, that's like a guaranteed good business deal for a brand or something. So people are able to become influencers, able to become an Instagram model, able to become a TikTok influencer. And this girl was making a video about her night. She went to a fashion show in New York City, and she said that she was hooking up, not like dating wise, but like going and meeting other TikTok creators. That's what they called it. And that's what this event was calling them. We're like, and the creators are here. And I don't know why, maybe I'm petty, but that seems like the wrong word. When I think of a creator, I think of like an artist, not someone. And I'm addicted to the app. I love it. I've gotten a lot of joy out of watching it. But to let me know on Twitter if I'm just completely out of line here and I'm just being petty. But to use an app that makes it very easy for you to make a glossy looking video, and it's mostly of you in your crop top posing next to like cute things, I wouldn't call you a creator for producing content like that. It just seems like a very strange label.
Agreed. I couldn't agree more. I think it's like calling porn stars creators. You're doing something, and yeah. You're doing something that billions of people consume, but you're not Van Gogh.
Yes.
So let's not pretend you are.
Yeah.
You're a porn star. You're a TikTok creator. You're a radio show host. You're not an artist.
Yeah, they call YouTube influencers creators too. That bothers me less because it's more long form, so it takes more to become immersed in a personality. Like there are a couple people on YouTube who I just love their personality, so I love to watch them. Maybe they're not doing the most creative things in the world, but they have a certain element about them that draws people to them. With TikTok, it's a very quick video. So even if someone's cranking out two or three of them a day, to make 30 seconds worth of content and then be like, I'm a creep. I don't know. It rubbed me so totally wrong. Especially because it was just like a young lady who obviously came from wealth and privilege, who was already living in New York City and not working and going to college. And like I said, just wearing a crop top and looking hot. Like an Olivia Jade is not a creator to me. But
yeah, I also think that, and this is probably going to get me a lot of hate, but if you are using your physical attractiveness or sexuality, I find it far less creative. That if there's someone who is physically average to unattractive, yet you can keep people coming back with your content, that is exponentially more impressive to me than if you have really nice boobs or you're a guy with a chiseled jawline. Like, well, okay, maybe you're both. Maybe you're interesting and attractive, but take away your attractive and see how interesting you are.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot lately because I don't want to. Sometimes I worry that I verge on shaming women for using their looks, and I don't want to be that person because at the end of the day, I don't really care. We talked about the Super Bowl halftime show and J-Lo and Shakira, and I'm like, yeah, it was kind of raunchy. It was kind of a lot, but at the end of the day, I don't care. Shake your butt if you want to. Like, doesn't really affect me, but I don't want to come across as super judgmental by saying, it's like this fine line between like, if you say anything at all, some people are going to call you sexist and judgmental and you need to go mind your own business. But sometimes something needs to be said. I was thinking about it and I thought, I think there's some validity to criticizing it at least a little bit, because for me as a woman, the most surefire way to get attention is by using your looks and using your body, or by dancing provocatively or wearing provocative clothes. It's just the easiest way to
lowest
grab
common
attention.
Denominator.
It takes very little right. It's the lowest common denominator. So when that is what you've poured all of your being into, I think that is open for a little bit of criticism.
Of course, this is too easy. How can we be afraid to say the truth? In 2020, it used to be when I was your age, everyone knew the truth, and you could say it. And if someone was like, "That's mean," everyone would say, "Shut up! It's the friggin' truth." And so when you are, look. Prostitutes have been around forever. There's a reason they call it the oldest profession. People who are attractive, men and women, have an easier time in the job market, an easier time in life. And if you're willing to show your perfectly formed boobs, people are going to watch. And if you happen to also be entertaining, they'll watch even more. But it's so stupid and asinine for us to pretend that it's not the truth. Would Olivia Jade have any followers if she were ugly? No, of course not.
Yeah.
I know that some of the Japanese stuff you watch, they don't even show the people's face. Okay. That's way more impressive to me.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought
you're
up
not
my...
making it on your attractiveness. There's nothing wrong with it, but don't act like you are an artist or that you're reinventing the wheel. You have a nice ass and people want to see it. Don't show your ass. and do something, and then we'll talk about it.
Dave, I didn't mean to upset you so much.
I know.
Here we are.
It's because I've made my living for 20 years off my ass.
I know. You're triggered right now. Let's calm down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.